Vi ste sa SBS-om na bosanskom. Pronađite još sjajnih priča na sbs.com.au/bosnian.
Slušate SBS audio program na bosanskom jeziku. Ja sam Aisha Hadži Ahmedović. U želji da našu redovnu rubriku Glas i zajednice, prvu u novoj 2026. godini, započnemo svježe i poletno, predstavljamo vam, poštovani slušaoci, jednog mladog, izuzetnog umjetnika, glumca, muzičara i plesača, koji na daskama koje život znače već ostavlja zvjezdani trag. On je Cameron Bajraktarević Hayward iz Sidneja, a kako se nastavlja i druga sezona mjuzikla My Brilliant Career, Melbourne Theatre Company u South Bank teatru, sljedeća dva mjeseca uz probe i nastupe provešće u Melbourneu. Moram vam priznati da sam imala priliku da Camerona gledam u predstavama The Grinning Man i My Brilliant Career, rađenih po predlošcima romana Viktora Igoa te Miles Franklin, ali lista značajnih predstava u kojima je Cam igrao mnogo je duža. Little Women, Christmas Carol i mnoge druge. A kako se na jedan poseban način Kemova višestruka kreativnost tiče i bosansko-hercegovačke zajednice u Australiji, saznaćemo iz razgovora koji slijedi. Dear Cameron, I'm very happy that you accepted the invitation to participate in the SBS radio program in Bosnian. I warmly welcome you and wish you all the best in the new year.
Thank you so much. I'm so, so lucky and grateful to be here and to talk to you.
To begin with, how would you introduce yourself to our listeners? What can you tell us about yourself, your aspirations, and your professional career?
Well, hello, my name is Cameron. I am an actor, musician, dancer, all the things. I've been performing since I was four. I started with ballet and then found music through the cello and singing, which then brought me into musical theatre, which is where I've found, you know, my kind of calling in life. Yeah, and I'm incredibly proud to be Bosnian and to be, you know, representing our community in that space, in the theatre world as well. It makes me very proud.
What attracted you most to acting? Was there a turning point in your experience, or did you always know what you wanted to do?
I think I always knew I wanted to do something creative. I've always been drawn to art and music and just making things. But I think I did a production of Oliver, the musical, when I was in year three. And I think in that moment, when I auditioned for that, it was just a community theater production. But I just realized that being on a stage and acting and telling stories in that way was, you know, what felt the most right, I guess, for me.
And could you tell us, Cameron, more about your professional career in recent years, maybe starting from, I don't know, 2022 and the next year, which is really, really great improvement?
Sure. I graduated from the Victorian College of the Arts in 2022. I was very lucky to have booked my first professional show in my graduating year, where I performed as young Ebenezer in A Christmas Carol opposite David Wenham. I then went on to perform in the Australian premiere of Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, which is an adaptation of a small section of War and Peace, which was very cool. And then what did I do next? Many things. I came back to A Christmas Carol a second time, which was really lovely to, you know, return to something which meant a lot to me. Following that, I got to do many different kind of shows. I did a show called The Grinning Man, where I played a wolf, which is really random. Very funny, very funny, very fun role, very fun role. And then I got to perform in Little Women as John Brooke, which was a very big, you know, turn from what I had just done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to do My Brilliant Career the first time, which I was lucky enough to be involved in the original workshop of it in 2023. And so the fact that they asked me back to do it was really, really special. And I'm so excited to be back in the room doing it again. We had our first day of rehearsals today, actually.
Yes, and good luck. We met when you came to Melbourne 5 years ago to study at the Victorian College of the Arts, University of Melbourne. A great deal has happened in the meantime, from one production to another. A young artist has matured, and I sincerely believe you will become a major name throughout Australia. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you have ambitions to act in film as well?
Oh my gosh. Well, firstly, that's very lovely of you. Thank you. I think, you know, with the kind of nature of this profession, it's very hard to predict where you're going to be. But I guess where I would like to be in 5 years is continuing to perform on stage. I'd also love to do some screen work. But I think as long as I'm making something and I'm telling stories, I'm pretty happy, honestly. I would love to be on screen. I'd love to have that experience, you know, and see how different it is from theatre. But yeah, I think as long as I'm getting to create new work and I'm getting to work with like-minded people, I'm very happy. I've been very blessed with a level of, I guess, success straight out of the gate. And I think, as you know, I'm just very grateful for that. So anything that comes next, I'm incredibly grateful for. I'm just, you know, keep chugging along, I guess.
I would love to convey to our listeners the strength and the beauty of your acting expression, which is truly unique. And to achieve that, a lot of love, work, and dedication were required. What is the greatest challenge for you in the profession you have chosen? Are there moments of insecurity or stage fright? If so, how do you overcome them?
Well, I guess it's something you learn how to deal with, mm-hmm. as you go on. Personally, the things that I've found the most difficult in my professional career so far, technically, have been learning how to play the cello, mm-hmm. with connected to a strap on my body. So playing the cello while dancing and singing at the same time. I've had to do that in quite a few shows now. I'm doing it in My Brilliant Career, where all the actors are also the band, which is really cool. It's really, really cool and really special. And I think it makes the show so unique. That's been a challenge, and it's something I didn't know I would be having to do, but I'm so happy that I get to, because it brings me so much joy. But I think on a more personal level, the things that I find difficult about the career is probably just the rejection and the constant, you know, auditioning. As I think that, you know, every 100 no's you get one yes kind of thing. And I'm really proud of myself for feeling pretty resilient now when it comes to that, but I'm also very grateful and lucky to have a amazing support network around me that helps me get through anything that's tough like that. And then I guess, yeah, in the process as well, things I find hard can be anything. Every show is completely different, honestly, and so it's just about learning how to be flexible and moving with where the show is taking you and what the creatives, the director, the choreographer, what they want from you.
For everything great we do in life, we need motivation, some form of inspiration. What inspires you, or who is your inspiration?
Gosh, I would say in life, just in general, I would say my mom, Yasmina. Mm-hmm. She is the most special person I know, a very strong and resilient and creative and intelligent person who has done so much for the refugee community here. And I think that just seeing, you know, how much empathy she has in life is just incredibly inspiring. On a professional level, I feel like I'm inspired by the people I work with. I think you learn so much from everyone that you're in a room with when you're acting in a rehearsal room, but you get to learn so much from veteran actors, getting to work with people like David Wenham or Owen Teal on A Christmas Carol was incredibly educational for me. And I think it's that kind of community and like communal feeling that you get from collaborating with other creatives. I think that's what really inspires me as an actor.
Your mother is an exceptional and strong woman, a great pride of the Bosnian community in Australia, because Jasmina Bayraktarević Hayward is the president of the Refugee Council of Australia and has worked for many years at STARTS, an organization for the treatment and rehabilitation of survivors of torture and trauma, helping refugees cope with their experience. It is clear that the apple has not fallen far from the tree. Cameron, which life values guide you?
I would say being kind and empathetic towards everyone and trying to understand where everyone is coming from. I think I learned that from my mum. Mm-hmm. Obviously from when her position at STARTS, she has to constantly be empathetic and understanding and compassionate towards so many people, and she has to lead such a large team of people and learn how to manage all of those different personalities and beautiful people. And I think that's really taught me a lot about empathy and kindness and compassion. I also think I'm driven by creativity and artistic expression. I always have been. I think it's something that is so special in this world. It's so special that we as human beings can create something that can make other people feel something. I think that really drives me in life and in work. I would also say finding joy in everyday life is something that drives me. I think it's very hard in today's climate to always find joy. There is so much sadness in the world. And so I think finding that joy and happiness in what we have and being grateful for that is very important to me as well.
Yeah, happiness in small things.
Yeah.
In 1995, Bosnians and Herzegovinians marked the 30th anniversary of the Srebrenica genocide, both in Bosnia and Herzegovina and around the world. On July 11, a commemoration for the victims of the genocide was held at the Embassy of Bosnia and Herzegovina in Canberra with a solemn and appropriate program in which you also took part, Cam. Mm. You sang the Sevdalinka što te nema. What were your feelings at that moment, and what can you say about your experience with people from the Bosnian community? Would you like to be more involved in the community life?
Well, firstly, I was so honoured to have been asked to perform and to be part of the commemoration last year. It was really overwhelming. I think, you know, even though I was born here and am a second-generation refugee, intergenerational trauma is so real. And I think in that moment, getting to perform such a important Sevdalinka song was overwhelming in every single way. It was so beautiful. It was so... I've never felt more connected to my culture, but it was obviously incredibly sad because of what we were commemorating. But I think that it was... commemorations of trauma, like the genocide in Srebrenica, also brings us as a community together. And it's so important to honour things like that and to not forget things like that, because it brings us together and makes us stronger as a community to move forward with kindness. And yeah, I would love to be more part of the community. I'd love to be involved in more events. So people in Sydney, I'll be there.
And people from Melbourne as well. Invite?
I'll be there too. Yeah, I'm actually currently exploring my heritage and the history of our people in some writing that I'm doing, and it's kind of the first time I've done in-depth research myself about our history, and it has been so eye-opening but also so profound in being able to connect with our history and our culture and my heritage. And it's just made me more proud to be Bosnian.
Thank you for that. What is important to you right now at this stage of your career? And what would you like to achieve? Is there any special wish?
I would say, firstly, I'm feeling incredibly, again, proud of where I'm at. I've worked very hard,
yes.
As we all have, and I've been one of the lucky ones to be working consistently, and I'm very, again, grateful for that. I'm really excited for the future of my career. I really would love to not only continue acting, I'd also love to get onto the other side of it, onto the creative side, directing, producing work. I'd love to be involved in bringing more Bosnian stories into the theater at some point in my life. I don't know when that will be the right time, but I think that that's something I'd really love to explore and bring to life. Yeah, I'm really excited for the rest of this year. My Brilliant Career is in Melbourne until the 28th of February, and then we go to Canberra, and then we're in Sydney until the 26th of April. And then we're in Wollongong for 2 weeks as well. And I think that experience will be incredible. And I'm also really excited to see what's on the other side of that and what life will bring, I guess.
Looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
Finally, what message would you give to young people who may be thinking about acting, but whose surroundings whisper that there is no stability or livelihood in the arts? And what you would like to say to our listeners?
Firstly, to anyone who wants to act, whether that be professionally or just, you know, for themselves, I think they should. It's so special. For any aspiring actors or performers, read as much as you can, watch as much as you can. It's so educational to actually get to the theatre if you can. Places like Melbourne Theatre Company have under 30 tickets. Like for people under the age of 30, and they're a lot cheaper. So finding places like that where you can actually get into the space and watch and experience theatre is so important. And I'd also say just keep doing it. If you really love performing, if you really love telling stories, then you should continue doing it and find your place in that industry and in that community, because we have space for everyone.
And the message for our listeners?
Well, come along to My Brilliant Career, firstly. I would love to see you all there. It's a very special show, and I'm very proud of everyone and it. But also, thank you for this, like, for this time and getting to talk about my experience in my life. But also, I guess, thank you for being such a special community and one that feels inclusive and, I don't know, just incredibly special. Being Bosnian and being Eastern European in general, I think, is a really unique and beautiful experience. I think the sense of community that we have is completely unique, and I'm just really grateful for that. I wouldn't be who I am today without my heritage, without my community.
Without Bosnian heritage.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
Yeah. Thank you, dear Cam, for the beautiful message and this conversation. I wish you, with my full heart, great world-class success in your career, and that your art continues to bring a joy and a beauty to all who experience it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Like, share, comment. Pratite SBS Bosnian na Facebooku.